2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
So what happened to yesterday's 15-Minute Morning Show podcast? People were really pissed off that we didn't have one.
What a nightmare.
I must say that it was the control unit that I use to record the show every day. Like in the middle of the 15-Minute Morning Show, it just shut off. But it looked like it was still recording. So I'm like, okay, I'll just let it go. I didn't want to say anything. And then when it was over, I tried to like recover it. I had to reinstall firmware. It formatted the hard drive. It did all kinds of crazy crap, and so it did not exist.
Oh.
So you're saying, technically speaking, it shit the bed.
That's it. All. It shit the bed, the floor, the shower, everything. I mean, just the whole place.
Oh.
All right. An old engineering term. I see in the 15-Minute Morning Show Zoom room, we've got Skiri, we've got Froggy, there's Danielle.
Hello.
And Gandhi, and there's Garrett. There's Dave Brody. Hi, Dave Brody.
Hello, Elvis Duran.
How come Straight Nate's camera isn't on?
He's got something in front of
here. He came into my studio and he goes, like, give me the cut sign. So I'm like, okay. So
why?
He doesn't want to talk or be seen on the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. I don't know. Hey, Nate.
Nate doesn't want to be seen. Something must be wrong.
That's unusual.
Yeah, what's
Nate
going on there?
No.
Is he feeling okay?
Nate
his new mirror.
He doesn't want to be seen on the podcast.
Did he get a new mirror at the studio?
He says he's busy.
He's got a lot going
busy.
On.
He's got nothing
he's not
going
busy.
On. Go get him.
Is he dry heaving through his penis?
Oh. What?
What?
Do you not remember the 15-Minute Morning
Show? I don't
know if
Elvis was here for that. Oh, yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, I was here for that.
Yeah.
I just tried to forget that. Well, anyway, so we didn't have a 15-Minute Morning Show
yes.
podcast yesterday, but we did talk about things that make us mad. Why are you mad?
Right.
I love that.
So, I mean, I was kind of hoping that would have stuck because we had some great answers. But you know what? Whatever I was mad about yesterday, I'm not mad about today. So
I know.
Yeah.
Same. It's over.
Are we mad about new things today?
Oh, sure.
Okay, Gandhi, you start. Why are you mad?
Okay. So my sister's birthday was yesterday, and I had all of these super, super fancy plans for her. And one of them was I was going to blow up a bunch of balloons and just fill the area right outside of her room with them when she came out. So the night before, I went in to blow up all the balloons. And when I tell you I nearly blew out my cheek trying to blow up these balloons, I couldn't get one to blow up, not one balloon. Turns out, apparently, I bought the wrong kind, and there's some type of, like, super-duper heavy extra latex balloon that is good for water balloons, not a regular balloon. So instead, when she woke up, I just threw all of them at her. The non-blown-up balloons. So I was upset about that. I didn't know what else to do.
That's why you're mad? That seems
yeah.
kind of tame.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of bad stuff.
Look at Garrett. He looks really pissed off.
Well,
why are you mad? Why are you mad?
Well, yesterday the podcast, because behind the scenes, people come to me, listener-wise, going, hey, you didn't post the podcast, or it's wrong, or whatever. So I kind of had to explain technical difficulties, but everyone thought we were trying to pull the wool over people's eyes. But if you read the description in the podcast, I specifically said, an oldie but goodie. Sorry, we had technical difficulties. Here's the episode where we tried to get Uncle Johnny on Zoom. So people started going back and listening to the show. They're like, well, they said they were going to try to get Uncle Johnny on. It was all a ruse on the air. One big lie. But yeah, so.
It was my fault.
Whatever. Not your fault. You want to hear
people
the text
get all bent out. People get bent out of shape. They're like,
what happened?
Here's the text. Why are you lying to us?
Here's the text I got from Froggy yesterday. My Rodecaster is fucked. Trying to restart it now. Not sure if it recorded. Fuck. I go, rut-row. And he goes, nothing on the card. Fuck. Let me text Nate. Fuck. That was my
wow. If you had a dime for every time you said the F word,
wow.
You'd have like 50 cents.
There.
Brody, yeah. Why are you mad?
Oh, I'll tell you why I'm mad. Actually, I'm mad as of about 10 minutes ago. So I sold this radio with a detachable faceplate. An old one on eBay about 3 weeks ago, right?
What the
hold on.
Is that shit from the 80s?
Shit.
Yeah, it was from my mom's car. She doesn't need it anymore. She said, can I sell it? So I got like $25 for it. It's a cassette player. Anyway, the guy emails me and says, the faceplate doesn't fit. I'm sending it back. I want a refund. I'm like, oh, I'm terribly sorry. Send it back. Well, guess what? The prick sent me back somebody else's faceplate and somebody else's radio. It doesn't match the pictures I sent him or the serial number. So F you, I have to call eBay now and get my money back because he tried to pull
Wait,
a fast one on me.
You sent him a refund before getting the merch back?
That's how it works. You have to send him a refund on the shipping and then the refund process is...
You got scammed!
You got
Brody,
scammed.
I gotta tell you.
Brody.
But you definitely have a legitimate reason to be upset and be
I didn't get scammed, Scary. I have photo evidence, not to worry. but I'm pissed.
So, Froggy, why are you mad?
I'm not really mad today. I actually don't have any reason to be pissed off yet, but the day's early.
Okay. I'm with you. I have no reason to be mad. Scary, why are you mad?
I spent the greater part of yesterday trying to plan a belated birthday for my girlfriend where I wanted to get all her friends to go on a boat ride out of Tom's River, because it's better to go down the Jersey Shore and do a boat ride rather than sail from New York, because New York is like, okay, we've been here, we live here. Let's go down there. Well, the pushback I got for this, oh, I can't drive an hour and a half. I can't do this. I'm like, oh, my God, it's a Saturday morning, people. Why can't you just make the trip? I'm fucking paying for the thing. Just smile and say thank you.
I see why you're mad.
Plus, not only scary, they've been stuck at home for the last 5 months. You think they'd want to get out of the house and go
Don't
somewhere?
Don't you want to get out of your house? I'm so angry. I want this to happen in the worst way.
And that's the way it will happen.
It sounds like it's pretty bad. It's the worst. Hey, what about you, Danielle? Why are you mad?
I'm just mad because all the crickets are sold out at the pet store, and I can't feed my bearded dragon Tonka because I don't know if there's a cricket shortage for some stupid reason, but I have to wait a couple of days for his damn crickets. So the poor guy.
I think something's wrong with the supply chain, as they call it, because
right?
mountains of crickets out here. Have you guys noticed this is the buggiest summer we've had in a long time?
Yes.
And the good news is, and we were talking about this the other day, butterflies. We have millions of butterflies. It's the most beautiful thing in the world. I can't believe people are scared of butterflies.
I know.
People who are frightened of butterflies. But we have all these butterflies. But maybe you can feed butterflies to your Tonka.
I don't think so. I don't think I'm supposed to do that.
That'd be so tough to watch.
Yeah. Poor butterflies.
It'd be a lot of fun. So those are the reasons we're mad. But back to Brody. Brody has a legitimate reason to be mad.
Yeah, that's not
cool.
Do
you sell a lot of stuff on eBay? Do you do really well with that?
Yeah. Yeah, I sell a lot of stuff. I'm clearing out my garage during the pandemic. Just whatever I have laying around, whether it's clothing or electronics or posters.
He even sells other people's stuff, like mine. He's like, hey, Scary, I got $80 for this Nutribullet blender. Is that okay? And I'm like, great, Venmo me the money. Here it is.
How much are you giving him?
The reason why I haven't gone a selling spree myself, I have tons of stuff I got to get rid of. I don't understand the packaging and the shipping and that kind of stuff.
Elvis, you're not really the selling type. You gave away a Roadcaster yesterday. I'm selling a $20 radio so I could have dinner, and you're giving stuff away. So you're a better man than I am. I just sold crap.
I am. Hey, Gandhi, what's up?
So Scary told us something earlier, speaking of stuff Brody has just laying around. Scary said, and I need to know if this it's true from you, Brody. I don't know why I don't want to believe this, but I don't. He said that you gave him a bunch of Smart Ones and other frozen food, and he was rummaging yesterday and discovered that those Smart Ones expired in which year, Scary?
2017, 18, and 19, respectively.
Oh, gross.
Is this possible?
They were frozen.
For 3 years, you haven't touched them?
I don't recall them being in there that long. I got them from the supermarket. Maybe they were old when I got them. But more importantly, and I need your guys' opinion on this. Hold on. You may be right, Gandhi. Maybe old. Hold on. I gave Scary Cozy Shack puddings to keep in his refrigerator. And then during our Brooklyn Boys podcast this week, I hear he's eating my puddings that I asked him to store in his refrigerator.
You don't need another pudding.
To be fair, you said as a storage fee, you would allow him to have one cup of Cozy pudding.
Right. He was on it. He said, he told me I have two left, which means he ate two of them.
Oh.
I mean, listen, it's been a week since your shit's been in my fucking fridge. I mean, every day now,
Brody.
I will take another Smart One or another Cozy Shack or
Hey, your refrigerator's back on again. Why don't you go down to Scary's house and pick up your stuff?
Thank you, Elvis.
Okay. The last time I went to Scary's house, he says, do me a favor, Brody. Call me when you're 10 minutes away so I can be ready. So I called him when I was 10 minutes away. I waited downstairs. He texted me, I got some recording to do. You're going to have to wait. And kept me outside for 40 minutes on his driveway. So ooh. I'm not going to his house and waiting like I'm his servant.
All right. Well, I know, but you know what? He was nice enough to store your frozen foods. Well, I mean,
it does take a lot of effort to put it in his empty freezer.
Well, there goes come your on. Crab dip. It's over.
Damn it.
You're threatening to eat all his food.
How long is it? The crab dip's probably not good anymore anyway.
No, I agree, Danielle.
I wouldn't eat the crab dip.
Yeah, you can have it, Scary. You can eat that crab dip.
Oh, God. My stomach hurts.
God. I wish I could come up with a reason why I'm mad. I'm not mad.
Good.
I'm not mad
that's
today.
That's good.
Nothing to
that's
be
awesome.
About. I don't know. I feel like I'm left out.
Are you happy?
Like oh, I know why you're mad. You're mad that we're not playing the unedited version of WAP, or even the wet and gushy version of WAP.
Okay, I just think that, you know, we are so careful in the radio world because we have these transmitters we still use. Most people, I don't even know if anyone listens to the transmitter anymore. Because we broadcast through a transmitter, through an antenna that people can receive on a radio, we are regulated by the government, and we are told what we can and cannot say. We are told what we can or cannot play as far as, you know, words and suggestive thoughts and whatever in songs. If we were just on digital, we could say whatever we wanted. Like here, for instance, on this podcast, we can say whatever we want. We can't do it on the radio. We're still held back by the FCC. It's so archaic.
The idea of if we actually played WAP on the radio, a bunch of suits sitting in a room in Washington breaking down the exact words that we played on the radio is funny enough. Not worth the money, but funny enough thinking about them describing and trying to describe what we played on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I just feel like we're living in the past. Well, anyway, so iHeartRadio, you know, we have these songs that we play on stations in, like, all these markets, right? We have one guy that sits there and goes, we should take that word out of that song right there. So now the whole country is playing his version of what he thinks is right. And, I mean, they take out the dumbest shit in some of these songs.
Yeah. Pimp ship.
What are you doing?
Especially when you see what they leave in some of the songs, you're like, wait a second, that one guy must have missed this reference or has no idea what it actually means.
That's what it is.
Because they leave a lot of stuff in there that is really suspect and foul. But then they bleep the word like drink.
It's true. I mean, it's one guy who's, I mean, he's older than me. I mean, he's like some old white man who's making decisions for our entire country and company. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
He doesn't even understand what the macaroni noise is reference, so he just left that part in, but then he took out the word gushy.
That's my favorite part of the song, the macaroni noise.
That's so gross.
You know what that is, Brody, right? No?
Macaroni in a pot? Brody, you know what that is?
Well, I'm going to Urban Dictionary it in a few minutes.
Okay,
good luck.
What's behind you? What's behind you on the shelf? What's on the shelf today, Brody?
My favorite restaurant, Carmine's, is now jarring their sauce. So they sent up a case to the radio station, and I just got these from Scary's house because he took them home for me. So I gave him frozen food. He gave me the tomato sauce. So thank you, Glenn.
Speaking of Glenn at Carmine's, you know, he does a cooking show with Gloria Gaynor, you know, the singer.
Really?
And I'm a big fan of hers. I'm like, I want to do it. So I'm talking to them today. We're going to do a cooking show together.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Is the name of the podcast I Will Sous Vie?
Hey, Danielle, there's the crickets you wanted.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That hurt. You got
that's
your crickets.
That's a cooking joke. Sous vide.
Yeah, we know.
Sous vide.
It is
kind
of funny.
How much time's left?
Goodbye.
20 seconds.
Oh, no.
What are you doing?
He's out.
Dude.
Way to go, Scary.
Ship.
Yeah.
Google
you know what?
When you sous vide food. That's it's a not, hard fucking
oh, no. We know what's... We know what sous vide means. We just don't think it was funny.
I will survive.
I'm still here.
I got so close on a word.
I'm still here. It's sous vide. There's a D in it.
I will sous vide. Hey,
maybe if you had said, I will serve you or something, but you just blew it.
All right, I got to go. Bye.
Bye. I'm going to.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.